thrice the brinded cat hath mewed.
Thrice and once the hedge pig whined.
Happier cries, 'tis time, 'tis time.
Round about the bedpost go, fishnet stockings, leash for show. Kitten wonders who is fit to stroke her fur and tease her clit. Breathless pussy's dearest thought, begging and pleading to be caught.
Fuck us, rough and ruckus. Your desire is what we covet.
Dare him to take that which pleases, as his cock my slit teases. Thisted hair as my throat he grips, grunting as he thrusts his hips. Crying out his desperate need, surrendering his virile seed. So do we summon a consort, well versed in the art of bed sport.
Struggle, bind and tussle, bend us over till we buckle. Paddle of oak, cat o' nine, how many strokes will he whine? Cuff him to the headboard tight and indulge his need to fight. Straddle his mouth till he's primed, as against his face I grind. Demanding of his tongue and lips, as his lecherous cock drips. Hot breath o'er turgid shaft, his nose buried in my craft. Until I scream and thrash, madam, hear a sister's wanton, and bring debauchery to our cauldron.
Strip him, whip him, peg and grip him, never coming lest he permit him.
Tease him with a gentle cuddle, fingering my slit till I puddle.
Well done. I commend your pains. Choose wisely, and all shall share in the games. Now about the cauldron sing, and let the wheels of desire spin, enchanting all that you draw in.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. His need apparent, he must yet prove his merit.
How now, you sordid and salacious slags? Know you what I desire?
To conquer and shame.
I compel you, your power manifest. And grant me your largesse. Answer me. Though you unbind the desires of men, releasing their urges and thoughts depraved. Though you bedevil and swallow reason, cowards tumbling to your cocked beds, till blade be lodged and wood laid low. I share not this impotence of will. You will concede to me the due I seek, or nature's perversion I shall rectify, rendering into the wicked. Answer me, and name your price.
Coax.
Demand.
Beg.
We will answer. Say, if you'd rather hear it from our mouths, or see for yourself?
Call them. Let me see them.
Hands pinned above my head, bosom heaving and legs spread, your cock poised to slide into my flame.
Moan, gasp, and plead as our bucking speeds.
Tell me, needy harlot.
I know your thoughts, hear my need, but say not. Please, sir, I have no wish but to appease. My lord, hear my plea, and grant me release.
Whatever you intend, I will attend. You have piqued my need aright. Give one plea more.
And yet she will not be commanded. Here's another, more potent than the first.
No, stop. Don't!
My ears are deaf to your pleas.
pay no heed when you take your fill, laugh to scorn, as you force your will, screams from her throat are torn, begging reprieve.
Then beg, dripping tart, as I fill your need, and I will make my claim doubly sure, your screams daring me to own you fully, even as you plead for mercy, knowing I have none. What is this that rises like a terror of the night? Defying my will and assaulting sense, cease at once by my command.
We hear, but grant no reprieve.
Blindfolded, cuffed, and without escape, bulking and straining, mouth agape, no relief will be granted until, shaking and sweating, you surrender your will and beg for release.
That will never be. Who can coerce the forest, bid the tree uplift his earth-bound root, bended knee? Good. Rebellious head will never rise till my wood has fully risen. In your treasonous cheek, you will pay my nature's due in your breath, as you bear my title. Yet my wit throbs to feel you deeper, if you will it or not, as you pledge yourself to my pleasure, forswearing all others.
Seek to own no more.
I will be satisfied. Deny me this, and upon your tail my strap shall fall. Tell me now, why sinks that cauldron, and what ploy is this?
Show
his eyes and grieve his pride. We sisters need not abide.
He is too eager to debase himself down between corrupted thighs, and another in bucking moon blood bound is like the first. A third is like the former. Filthy hags, why do you show me this? A fourth, stop eyes. The lines stretch back from the cursed crack of doom. Another yet, a seventh, lapping at her core. And yet the eighth appears, who bears a glass, which shows me many more. And some I see, tightening orbs, and trembling scepters carry. Perverse sight, now I see, 'tis true, for the flower-visaged Banquo smiles upon me and points at them for his. What? Is this so?
Aye, sir, all this is so. But why stands Macbeth so amazedly? Did you truly think we'd yield to ego so poorly concealed? Perhaps when your greed is tempered, what you shall wish shall be rendered, but to this false king at our shrine, his petty duties we decline.
Where are they? Gone? I demand thy return, and present me their end, or I will end them.
Something vexes your grace?
Saw you the wicked sisters?
No, my lord.
Came they not by your hand?
No, indeed, my lord.
Infected be the shaft they ride upon, and a curse upon all those that trust them. Release the hounds, a sovereign to man or beast that mounts their trail.
A sovereign, my lord, should motivate the guard to track through the night.
'Tis no less than their quarry will receive.
Aye, my good lord.
Zeus, you shall witness my dread prowess. Their petulant ruse I will not overlook. Until they beg forgiveness, from this moment the dour fumings of my heart shall be the frothing of my hands. and after, to award my staff a subsidy of flesh, these strumpets of despair I will recover. Seize from behind and feed the edge of my sword. Their cries, their pleas, distraught supplication rendered in vain. They will feel my urgency as I desecrate them forcibly. But no more threats. Where are my witches? Bring me to come where they are.